Welcome to Dr. Prem's podcast. You are listening to Live a Great Life Guide series by Dr. Prem Jigyasi. Carve Your Life. Chapter 45. See with the mind's eye. Here is a quote. If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. Benjamin Franklin. You may come across people who are more than capable in executing a plan of action, but are uncomfortable when it comes to strategizing. They are byproducts of a system that discourage all forms of thinking or behavior that does not conform to the norm. These individuals jump into uncharted waters without any strategy, and hence are likely to succumb to a cycle of self-depreciation and negativity. Chances are that they will expend their energy and end up in a state worse than what they ever imagined. However, you can save yourself from such a plight. Even when cornered or labeled as a failure, you need not worry. In your mind's eye, you will continue working out various options and find avenues to tackle the problem and be rewarded with a glimpse of hope and opportunity, a faint outline of your aspirations, or a life-changing visual that is somehow connected to what you need the most right now. While the majority would consider it a mirage or a daydream, the resolute lot understands that nothing is unachievable. Visualizing the future is never just a figment of imagination. Instead, it's the pursuit of something real and tangible that will keep you focused at all times. Understand your life purpose. While visualizing your future, ask yourself what you know about your true purpose and what more should you know. Other queries or concerns that demand solutions are about the nature of your purpose and the gap between that separates you from your purpose. Jot down all the information and knowledge regarding your life purpose and keep referring to it while on your mission. Since the ability to plan differs from one individual to another, there will be some among us who may be susceptible to faulty planning and execution. If you think you belong to this group, seeking help from others around you is not a bad idea. They are aware of your capabilities, shortcomings, and the predicaments that you are in, and hence can guide you to make feasible strategies for following your life purpose. Be systematic in your approach. Suppose you wish to quit smoking and shed those extra kilos at the same time, you would probably end up failing at both. You must be methodical and devise a strategy to address one issue at a time. First, quit smoking and then proceed to the other goal. Ensure that your action plan is comprehensive and measurable. Incorporating all your actions into your schedule is the way to go. You can add them to your calendar with a flexible time cushion of about 15% to 25% to help you control any unexpected delays. While planning your course of action, allot time to evaluate your progress on a regular basis. Never allow routine responsibilities to play spoilsport. Prioritizing is the mantra for success. We need to train our conscious being to follow the subconscious mind to get a clear picture of the ideas and dreams that we cannot do without. Instead of working on this aspect, most folks keep sacrificing their dreams for current responsibilities that make them indecisive at times. Accordingly, when routine responsibilities start interfering with our ambitions or desires, we become simply immovable. To avoid such inaction, we should learn the art of finding time for our higher goals by making changes to our mundane, worthless, if they are actually, schedules. Clarity of vision makes success realizable. Keep in mind that superficial, fake, and sometimes baseless inhibitions will prevent you from seeing the brighter side of things unless you open your mind's eye and discover new aspects about yourself, your capabilities, and the opportunities ahead. Thank you for listening to Dr. Prem's podcast. You were listening to Live a Great Life Guide series by Dr. Prem Jigyasi. Carve Your Life. For more podcasts, visit drprem.com.